You may have noticed that at this point in the show, you have not heard mention of Anthony Weiner. That's because we figure everything there is to be said about the Democratic congressman's abusive and pathetic sexting behavior has been said. But not without difficulty, because every time you do try to do Weiner coverage, you confront such dubious phrases as Weiner coverage.
I love the Weiner, even the congressman. I love him too.
We do.
But
the challenge was not made any easier by the smirking wordplay of the nation's most notorious arrested adolescent himself.
You know, this is part of the problem with the way this has progressed, and one of the reasons why I was perhaps, if you give me a little bit stiff yesterday.
Luckily, where taste and judgment fail, technology offers a solution. University of Washington computer scientists recently unveiled a semantic software that can recognize sexually suggestive sentences before it's too late. The program is called Double Entendre Via Noun Transfer, or Deviant for short, but what it really does is just automate the creation of the old-fashioned "that's what she said" joke. Writer Jacob Aaron reported on it for New Scientist magazine. Jacob, welcome to OTM.
Thank you very much.
So tell me, first of all, what is a "that's what she said" joke?
It's not a very funny joke. It's not a very original joke, but someone says something and you realize that you can twist their words another way by saying "that's what she said" and sort of reveal a hidden meaning that perhaps they hadn't intended.
So you smirkingly flag that a double entendre maybe has occurred.
Yes.
All right, now, you know, I don't know a whole lot about the semantic web, but my understanding is it is very difficult for software to really have enough understanding of the context of conversational language to divine intent, you know, much less naughty double meanings. How do they do that?
Basically, they use the same methods that Google uses to understand all of the web pages out there. They scan a huge amount of data and try and identify certain statistical properties that will flag up a "that's what she said" joke versus something that isn't a joke.
And I'm curious, the researchers, what was this, an academic exercise? Was it a party game? What motivated them to devote whatever they devoted to make this software work?
Well, I mean, I'm not exactly sure what their intent was. I'm sure they didn't spend, you know, sort of years trying to crack this. But they presented their work at a conference on computational linguistics. So there is a serious intent to it. It's basically we're trying to teach computers to understand writing and voice and all that kind of stuff. And these kind of methods, you know, it is silly, but if we can teach a computer to understand a joke, we're one step closer to a computer being able to understand anything, really.
Tell me the form that the program takes. Does it scan the web looking for "that's what she said" opportunities? What do it do?
So basically, I think you feed it a sentence, and it will tell you it has to reach a certain threshold. And once it reaches that threshold, it says, yes, it would be funny to say "that's what she said."
If you typed in, "this is a hard story to report,"
it would certainly come back and say "that's what she said," I think.
How accurate is the "that's what she said" machine?
So the system's actually about 70% accurate, which doesn't sound very good, but it's because of the mix of the data that they used to train the system. So they had 1.5 million erotic sentences, but only about 60,000 regular sentences. And they say, you know, if they'd better balance their data, they'd be able to get better accuracy, maybe even as good as 99.5%. Tingle was only one of a few that it couldn't come up with. It did manage to get, "don't you think these buns are a little too big for this meat," which I think is a particularly good one.
You ended your piece with the "that's what she said" joke. How did that work out?
Well, it's not a very good "that's what she said" joke. They say the technique of metaphorical matting may be generalized to identify other types of double entendres and other forms of humor. And that's what she said, of course, because one of the researchers is a woman.
I get it. So, in fact, "that's what she said" was an accurate attribution.
Yeah.
But it was not a double entendre.
No.
You devil. Jacob, thank you very much.
Great talking to you.
Jacob Aaron is a technology reporter at The New Scientist.